Right, so everybody, it's a new year, new opportunities, new season. So we thought as part of our morning service, on a regular basis, we're going to have a little slot, probably 3 to 5 minutes, just aimed as a useful teaching and relevant part of the morning service. So it's aimed primarily at younger people, but we all have plenty to learn, so listen out. So it'll be a short soundbite on a topic, two different strands. So some weeks we'll be doing an interview on what are you going to be doing tomorrow morning at the same time, just to try and get to know more about people in our congregation. And then some weeks we'll be doing why do we do something, an aspect of church life. So why do we pray? Why do we read the Bible? Why do we sing songs? So before, though, you know, we have had a slight issue on our seamless introduction, we're going to look at four different pictures, and I want you to see which one you think is the odd one out and why. So there's four different pictures going to come up very, we'll just do one at a time. There's the first one, a nice beach. Oh, that would be nice to be there. Oh. A school, under a tree, and the last one, right, now can anybody tell me, can we go through them just one more time? So the beach, the school, under the tree, and this church building. Can anybody have a guess and a reason which one is the odd one out? Not my children, because you know the answer. Yes, at the back. Pardon? Do you know what? You're right that this picture is the odd one out, but not quite the right reason. Does anybody know? I'll give you a secret. This building is actually a block of flats inside. So does that give you any... If we go back through the pictures again, what's actually happening on this picture? Does anybody have a... A beach mission? Very good, with a baptism. The next picture? Does anybody know where that school is? Does anybody know where that school building is? Richard Challoner School building, that might give another hint. And the next building, this is a church gathering in Africa. And the next building finally, so actually this building is flats. There's nobody meeting, not a group of people, Christians meeting here regularly. So the odd one out is actually this last one. So I sometimes think like church, what actually does that mean? What church actually means the people gathered together. So when we say let's go to church, we shouldn't really say that. We should say let's go and be church. I bet you never hear in your family, I don't want to go to church today. Do you know, I even heard that this morning. And it wasn't from the children, no. Promise, is never said in our family. But actually, what we should say, I don't want to go and be church. I don't want to go and be church for God. I don't want to go and be church for other people, if that's really what we're saying. And one thing that's really helped me over the years is something that I heard just from my parents. Church isn't mainly about you. It's about God. And it's about other people. And it's a really good lesson to learn. We don't, because when you think, actually, I can't be bothered to go, think of all the other wonderful people who you could encourage, who you could play with, who you could get to know a bit better. Now, we're just going to look at a little clip. It is a very exaggerated clip. We're just going to watch it for a few seconds. But the problem is when we put ourselves first, this is often what happens in church.
choosing a church building that meets your needs. Tired of the stress of having to choose a Sunday morning outfit? Never make a fashion mistake again, because Virtual Reality Church will style you based on your denomination. Not a people person? Select the introvert experience to completely eliminate the welcome team, meet and greet time, connect cards, and that awkward hold hands with the person next to you thing we still do. Next, personalize your morning by choosing the worship experience that you want. Feeling a touch of white guilt? Add a minority worship leader. Custom options even let you tailor the skinniness of your worship leader's jeans. Finally, no more having to endure songs that you don't like. With Virtual Reality Church, you're in charge. For the sermon, choose the amount of conviction you like and we'll select a pastor for you.
A bit of fun, definitely. But the point is made, we often want church to suit us. And that's not what it's for. It's for God. And it's for others. So it's therefore better than our ideas. So I just want to read you just a short passage, a few verses from Hebrews 10. And this just says about coming to church, about drawing near to God. And it says, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, but encourage one another all the more as you see the day approaching." So in finishing, I want you to, we're going to do something to try and remember why we come to church. I don't think you've heard of a new craze called tutting. Not what I do a lot, but Kezia is just going to show us a little tut, and it's about using your arms. I don't really know why, but it's quite fun. So Kezia's going to show us one, and then we're going to do a little one to remember. So off you go. So there we are. That's a tut. But we are going to do one as well. Well done. And it's, some of you may have seen it before, but it goes like, so you put your hands together with your fingers down. Okay. So, and then you fold your hands sort of back round to go. And then you put two fingers up like this, your first two fingers, and then you turn inside out, as it were, like this. So it's going to go from this to this to this. And we're going to say together, "Here is the building, here is the steeple, open the door, and here are God's people." So let's try it one more time, just to remember. So here is the building, here is the steeple, open the door, and here are God's people. Thank you. So let's keep gathering to be church for God and for others.